BBC News with Stuart McIntosh. A massive security operation is taking place in the Canadian capital, Ottawa, after shots were fired at two locations, including the Parliament. In the first incident, a soldier guarding a war memorial was shot and killed. Eyewitnesses said a gunman was chased by police into the nearby Parliament building. Members of the Canadian cabinet meeting in the building said they took cover after hearing volleys of gunfire. US officials say the gunman, who was shot dead, is believed to be Michael Zehaf-Bibeau, a Canadian citizen. James Cutmore is a senior CBC reporter in Ottawa.
The lockdown, which has been in place over much of the downtown Ottawa parliamentary precinct, is now beginning to lift. Many of the buildings that surround the parliament buildings have been under lockdown all day long now. And that is now beginning to lift. Police are still on the streets. The streets are effectively empty of vehicles. There's no one out there apart from people who are now leaving their workplaces where they've been cloistered all day. The Parliament buildings are still under lockdown. There's a very painstaking and difficult operation going on there, trying to secure the building in its totality.
Meanwhile, President Obama has offered his condolences in the wake of the attacks in Canada.
It emphasizes the degree to which we have to remain vigilant when it comes to dealing with these kinds of acts of senseless violence or terrorism. And I pledged, as always, to make sure that our national security teams are coordinating very closely, given not only is Canada one of our closest allies in the world, but there are our neighbors and our friends. And obviously, we're all shaken by it, but we're going to do everything we can to make sure that we're standing side by side with Canada during this difficult time.
Police in Ottawa have warned people to stay away from windows and rooftops. Heavily armed police and soldiers, some wearing balaclavas, are going door to door in downtown Ottawa. The Red Cross, which is trying to tackle Ebola in Sierra Leone, says the scale of the outbreak is so bad that it's now having to retrieve a very high number of corpses a day. Steve McAndrew is the organization's director of emergency Ebola operations in Sierra Leone.
On a daily basis, we're getting between 75 to 100 bodies a day that need to be recovered here in the free capital of Freetown. In the rest of the country, we're also having numbers increase, anywhere between 20 and 50 a day. It's absolutely a huge challenge because this work needs to be impeccable. You cannot make one mistake. We have to be extremely disciplined, and the discipline comes from repetition. Any little exposure puts our teams at risk.
Earlier, the head of the International Red Cross and Red Crescent described travel bans imposed by some countries to curb the virus as irrational. He said measures such as closing borders, cancelling flights and isolating countries made no sense and created panic. World News from the BBC. Parliament in Rwanda has voted in favour of banning the BBC in the country following a television documentary about the genocide of 1994. The BBC programme, Rwanda's Untold Story, which was broadcast earlier this month, questioned some of the official accounts of what happened during the genocide. A US federal jury has found four former security guards from the company Blackwater guilty of shooting dead 14 unarmed Iraqis and wounding more than a dozen others in Baghdad in 2007. One former guard was found guilty of first-degree murder and three others of voluntary manslaughter, as Joanna Jolly reports from Washington.
The seven-week trial focused on why four Blackwater security guards opened fire and threw grenades into a crowded Baghdad street as they attempted to clear a path for a US State Department convoy. A US investigation found 14 people died in the incident, with a further 18 injured. Lawyers for the defense said the guards were reacting to gunfire from insurgents and Iraqi police, but prosecutors argued they had shown a grave indifference to the carnage their actions would cause and that some of them harboured a low regard and deep hostility towards Iraqi civilians.
Police in Israel say a man has deliberately driven his car into a group of passengers at a tram stop in East Jerusalem, killing a baby and injuring eight people. The man was shot and injured by officers when he tried to run away. The BBC Middle East correspondent says there have been a growing number of security incidents in East Jerusalem. The International Olympic Committee has granted provisional recognition to Kosovo and has proposed that it be granted full membership when the IOC's General Assembly meets in December. The IOC's decision was opposed by Serbia, from which Kosovo declared independence in 2008. If Kosovo does get full membership, it'll be able to take part in the 2016 Olympics in Rio de Janeiro. BBC News.